Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Also, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Girl, if you don't know. She has got, a gluten allergy? Like, you really struggle with it.
Not an allergy side, the gluten and dairy intolerance.
What's the difference?
An allergy is more serious. Like, it's like your body actually, I think, like, rejects it. So, I mean, people can die from, like, gluten allergies and dairy allergies if they have some. But an intolerance is just, like, you don't have the enzymes in your stomach and in your body to properly break down the substance of it.
All right. Well, this still is good news for you and people that actually have intolerances and actual allergies to gluten. There's a new vaccine in the works that's going to let you have all the pasta, bread, and beer you want. The company is called ImmunoZT. It announced its experimental vaccine, Nexavax 2. It's moving into its second phase of trials. The drug is designed, it's supposed to build up your gluten tolerance over time through multiple injections. There's not a clear thing yet. They haven't figured out, like, well, hey, after three injections, you'll never have a problem. For some people, they're saying maybe it'll just reduce it so it won't be as bad when you have a problem with gluten. But this is pretty dope. They're saying that if this actually works, it could help weaken the symptoms or get rid of them completely. And if it does, it would be a game changer with people with celiac disease and other gluten problems.
You have no idea. I just want to be able to have bread again. I want to be able to have beer again. I want to be able to have pasta again. Like, I dream of about it.
And that's what I'm wondering too. Like, I would love to hear from people. I feel bad for you, honestly, because I couldn't imagine living my life that way if I couldn't have beer or if I couldn't have maybe cheese or something.
Yeah, you couldn't have mac and cheese. Literally the other day, Joe sent me a picture of his meal and I was like, literally every single on your plate right now, I can't eat. I can't eat any single thing on that plate.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What either are you allergic to or you just can't eat it? Not that you don't like it. Like, oh, it's gross. It's just like, dude, I love this, but every time I get it, like I couldn't imagine my wife. My wife every day, I swear to you, eats at least like a bowl of ice cream. Like, her whole life, her whole family, they're weird people. They eat ice cream like it's going out of style.
That's wild. I can't have ice cream either. And one of my favorite things on the entire planet is mac and cheese. And that's like literally just the two things I can't have. Also, weirdly enough, I'm allergic to watermelon.
Wait, oh my gosh, I love watermelon.
I know.
I sometimes in the summer will cut a watermelon in half and I'll sit there
on my lap
and I'll start scooping out a spoon. Yes, I mean, it is such an awesome thing. It is so good.
Isn't a watermelon like 99% water?
I'm not allergic to water. I guess it grows off of ragweed, and I'm really allergic to ragweed.
Oh.
So I think that's what it's from, but like, it makes me hard to not that kind of weed. It makes it me hard to like breathe. It makes it hard to breathe.
So like your lungs? What's so funny? I don't understand.
I don't understand why people are laughing in the studio.
That is not funny. Why are you guys laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Why are you guys laughing in the studio? Did I say something stupid?
I don't know why they're laughing,
Liv. I'm so confused. What is going on in here?
I don't know. It's not funny to me. Like, I don't get what's going on. I think it's because you said hard.
Did I say hard?
Yeah.
What did I say hard?
Listen back to the podcast later on our
website.
What
did I say?
Just listen back to it. But the number 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. I just would love to hear from people that actually have that kind of a problem right there where, like, I can't have this, I can't have that. Because I cannot imagine, like, you're living like a tough life. It's just, that's rough. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Desiree.
Hey, is there something you can't eat, Desiree?
I can't have apple skin.
What? That is so interesting. That is so
random.
Niche. That's so particular.
You're such a hipster. Look at you.
That's so specific.
Now, how'd you find out that you can't have that? Because was it like a scary way to find out?
Yeah. So when I like try to eat an apple, like my lips will like puff up, and then my throat will like sort of close up.
Oh my gosh.
It's bad. So I can't ever eat apples whenever I like want them. I can't eat like apple pie because I don't know if there's skin in it because some of my family members put it in. I couldn't have caramel apples this fall because
it's
my favorite one. Sometimes I'll be like, you know what, maybe I can, you know, skin it off on my own, but It's so, just so much work.
That stinks.
So you must be at the doctor's all the time if you can't have an apple a day.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got dumb jokes. Hey. I got dumb jokes all day. Thank you right there. Wow, now the first time you talk about your throat closing up, this is so interesting to me. Like, were you like, oh my God, I can't breathe? What was that like?
It was scary because I didn't know it was because of it. Because, like, I was outside, and I am usually allergic to trees and, like, grass and all of that stuff, which, I mean, probably plays a factor into it.
Yeah.
But I thought it was just, like, a common, like, oh, it's just really pollinated out here, but it wasn't.
Wow. Well, we're glad you know about your allergy right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's wild.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Hey, at least you know what, though? You can't have apple pie, but you can have pumpkin pie.
Yeah, pumpkin pie is better anyways, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. Apple pie, I know it's American and stuff, but move
on. I know.
On.
Apple pie is, like, not that great.
You can let us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, if you got any kind of allergy. I'd like to kind of know, like, what you can't eat so I can enjoy it this weekend on your behalf.